discussing the famous issue. I don't think it's a chiddush to you, but since the shiur is on Ramban, so we'll focus on Ramban's approach to this issue. And that issue, of course, is how is the path of Hashem Yisbarach to harden the heart of Paro? And on that, we encountered the story in last week's Ramban and Parshas Vayera. We're going to look at that. And Hashem took away from Paro his Bechira. And as we know, that Bechira Chavshet is the Yisod HaYisodot. It's the most fundamental of all the principles. It's the principle which lies behind Tzav HaOnesh, behind reward and punishment. Without it, there's no possibility, essentially, of Hashem really punishing anyone. And without it as well, the whole concept of Tshuva doesn't make any sense. So we have Bechira, Bechira Chavshet, which is the Yisod HaYadav. And as we know, I'm not going to go through this, this would require a separate shiur, but if you examine the Makos and you examine the entire Mahalach of the Makos, we see that Chazal actually had distinguished between the first five Makos and the second five Makos, even though it's not, shall we say, when you look at the Pesukim, 1000% clear that distinction, that also needs examination, but we have constantly the expression of Echazik Hashem, Eslei Paro, and sometimes we have the language of Achbein Leit Paro, and be in this week's parasha, Borel Paro, ki ani, hichbarati eslibo v'slev alav. Hashem said, I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servant, l'man shisi el sosa eila b'kirba. So, that is the overall issue which you are familiar with, and not saying any chidushim, and it's, I think, instructive to go to the Ramban who deals with this issue. The first Ramban is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. The language of the Ramban, Bani Aksha Eslei Paro. It's found on page number 2, lower left hand corner. Thank you, Yossi Jacobs, for xeroxing the Ramban in his usual Sanua way. Yes, he always xeroxes the Ramban for us. He does it beautifully and loyally and in a very dedicated kind of way. So on the bottom of the page 2, the Ramban says, "Vani Akshen Slei Paro, Amru B'medish Rabbam, Gilalo Hashem revealed to him, Shuwasa the Chazik Eslibo, he's going to harden Paro's heart." This is the last week's Pasha of Vaira. "Ba'avu Lassos Bohadin, in order to punish him, Tachashe Evido Ba'avod HaKosha." Because Paro, obviously, he subjugated us. V'yogsham, now the Ramban refers to the Pesukim in this week's Pasha. Going on to page 3, Ki ani ichbarati eslibo. Another Ramban refers to a famous machloket, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. This is really the medrash that addresses the issue, addresses it through the mouthpieces of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Bikan piskon pelaminin. This particular issue becomes a pesach for those that are minin. Minin, of course, are kofrim, people who are deniers. Loma lahoitzim menu shiyatza tshuva. How could you possibly expect them to do tshuva when Paro's heart is hardened? And in fact, what Rabbi Yochanan is doing is clearly indicating that there's a problem here. You have put Paro in a extraordinary position, a position where he cannot possibly do tshuva, so what do you expect? And therefore the minim are going to respond to this by saying that obviously there's a problematica here. And obviously Paro, the onus cannot be placed on him. Let their mouths be closed. These minim, these kofrim. Ela in laleitzimu yobits. The pasuk says in Mishlei that talks about leitzonim, people who are scorners and scoffers. That's not correct. There's no basis for any kind of taina on the part of the minim against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Master bo pam rishonu shni or shlishis. That first Hashem gives hatsua the first time, the second time, the third time. And the individual to Nasra was given does not do tshuva. So what does Hashem do? He closes the door of tshuva. If Hashem gave him the opportunity to do tshuva, and if he doesn't take the opportunity, seize the opportunity, the doors to tshuva are barred. In order to punish the person. Kach paro harasha, so too paro. Rabban works with the classic Chazal, the Medrash that we mentioned before. Hashem sent him 5 makos, and Paro did not respond. You're the one who basically, you harden your heart, you are obstinate, you refuse to respond affirmatively,
to the makos that were obviously sent as a clear directive and message to you to respond. It's your fault. That's how Reish Lakish responds to the argument of Rabbi Yochanan that there's a makom here for Minin to come in and have a taina ke'ilu against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not so. The Ramban continues. By the way, this reminds us, this always reminds me of that classic story of Hashem Yisbarach, who sends different...
Different, shall we say,
Moshe Sefer and I are sent to him, and of course he doesn't respond to him, and finally it's all over, and he says, how come you didn't help me? I did. I sent you this and that and what have you. This always reminds me of Ramban of that. Okay, it's just editorial comment. Ramban continues, v'nei pershu b'ashem ha'sha'isha l'akol. So now, Ramban addresses the question that everyone asks, im Hashem hikshet libo ma'pisho, if Hashem hardens heart, why is he faulted? V'yesh bo shnei tamim v'shnei memes. And this is the Ramban, that there are two reasons to explain why Paro is to be faulted for that which he did, even though Hashem hardened his heart. And many Rishonim deal with this issue. This is the subject of a big machlokes among the Rishonim. We're only examining more or less the position of the Ramban. There are other positions, maybe I'll mention one or two in the course of events. There's a famous comment of the Ikrim, Abbasid Albo. His position has to be examined very carefully. And here as well, I want to mention, perhaps I will, the Svarno, a very famous Svarno, really one of the most unbelievable Svarnos. I heard the Svarno first maybe 40 years ago, perhaps even more, 45 years ago, from Rabban Soloveitchik Zeh, the Tzadik Zeh. If you say over the Svarno, I'll get to it in a little while, I hope. The first time, says the Ramban, Ki Paro Berisho Asher Asa L'Yisrael Rose Gedolos Chinam. Here's the critical statement of the Ramban. What did Paro do? Rohos Gidolos Chinam. Meaning, he went beyond his mandate. It's true, there was a mandate that Paro had. The mandate is already expressed by the Torah earlier on. Ramban discussed this, by the way, in Pasha's Lechazon. I think it's in Perek Tezvov. Parent says, "Love a passion lechazon." I don't know if he did that. Yes, pasuk yudalut. And the pasuk the gam sagoya sheyavod the don anochi, the nation that's going to enslave Kal Yisrael, Hashem is going to punish them. The question, of course, is why? They're simply carrying out the tzivui Hashem, correct? Here in the Brit Ben Atzarim, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, "Ki ger yezahach al eretz lohem va'avod avinu osam avam yoshana." But then it says, "The gam sagoya, the nation." Asher Yavod, Don Anochi, Hashem is going to punish them. So why should they be punished? So the Ramban there as well, on the spot, provides a lengthy explanation, but here in a few words, Ramban articulates the same idea. Namely, Ramban says, what did they do? Rose Gedolos Chinam. They went beyond their mandate. What was their mandate? Va'avodim Inu Osav. The mandate was to be Mahanek Al Yisrael. Inu refers to oppress them, to make life difficult for them. However, they have the right to go ahead and throw their children into the Nile. That was not part of their mandate. They went beyond their mandate. And therefore the Ramban says in his first teretz, because of that, that's why the doors of tshuva are closed, just finish this. Kashibo b'zev sukin ram b'tor b'tzubim ulefi masov ha'vishonim nidon. Also a very striking expression that needs explanation. Ramban has to be read very carefully. Every word, every letter has to be measured and thought through and reflected. I have no time to do it with every word of Ramban. Here I'm just interested in the overall reasoning of the Ramban, but he says they are judged according to Masav and Rishonim. And this needs explanation. But the overall explanation, number one of the Ramban, is that why was Paro subjected to what he was subjected? Why did Hashem harden his heart? The answer is because Rose Gedolos Chinam. He went beyond his mandate. As a matter of fact, the Ramban Lechazon adds a little bit to this. And here the Ramban says, he's Medayik in the Pesukim, Yisrael said, Ki Badov Asher Zodu Alehem. Zodon, there's an element of Zodon. What does Zodon mean? They acted how? The Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, acted Bizodon. They acted with malice of forethought. They acted Shehevi Alehem. The Ramban says, Lechazon, Shagol, Shehidim, and Olam. Or we say in the Davni, Ki Adata, Ki Hezinu Alehem. There's a certain gaiva that was involved. They went beyond, over and above, that which they were permitted to do, allowed to do, beyond the parameters The pasuk says in Tanakh, Ashur shevet api. Ashur becomes the rod which Hashem uses to punish Klal Yisrael. Often the goyim are used by Hashem to punish Klal Yisrael. But here he went the other way. The Ramban says, Rose gedol al chinam, and that's why he was punished. That's teretz number one. Yes.
How
are they
supposed to know what where they're?
Very good question.
Excellent.
Okay, the questions are far better than the answers. Far better.
It's good reasoning for
this answer, by the way, of the Ramban is also found in the Ramban, Hilchos Teshuva, also a very famous Ramban. Look at page 6. You look at Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. The Ramban says over here, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, page 6 of these handouts. In Hilchos Teshuva, the Ramban deals with this issue. Sometimes a person will commit a tremendous sin or many sins. A person is so wallowing in sin, the Rambam says, that guess what happens? He loses his Bechira Choshes. Which is astounding, absolutely astounding for us to realize the enormity of Bechira Choshes. Rambam says they lose it. Shemoni mimenu atshuva, we prevent him from doing tshuva. They manichal la reshus loshem merisho kede shiyamus, and we don't let him do tshuva, and we want him to die and to be punished for the chatoim that he did. And the Rambam refers to a pasuk Yeshayo, Hashmeng lev ha'amazeh v'yav novach bei v'yenov hashah. And then he continues, I'm skipping a little bit. Vayu malim v'machel elokim u'bozin dvarav avayin marpe klomar. I'm now parallel to where it says in the Chorus with the Union. They can't do tshuva. They're so wallowing in sin, Hashem takes away their ability to tshuva. Then the Rambam says, that's exactly what happens to Paroh. He, on his own sin, and he caused us harm. So he was therefore punished, and the ability to tshuva was taken away from him. Latika chize kakadosh baruch hu v'esliba. And that's why Hashem hardened his heart. So the Rambam says the reason why Hashem hardened the heart of Pharaoh was in order to punish him, in order that he should receive his due punishment through the makos. Going back to the Ramban that we just began to read, the Ramban then offers the second time. Ramban now is found on page number 3 in the right-hand column, Ba'atam Hasheni. The Ramban offers a second time. Here the Ramban is going to suggest a different answer. Because the Ramban had difficulty, and we have difficulty. How is that possible? To take away the Bechiva Chavshis? Pili Ploy. Where did the Ramban get such an idea? Where did the Ramban get such an idea? Because someone is wicked? So what? We know, the Gemara says, and Chazal say all over the place, that even a person is a Rasha kol yomav, v'asa tshuva v'achrona. A person is a Rasha his entire life. And the last second he does tshuva, there's a very famous Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam says, we discount all his wickedness of 98 years, and we focus now on the fact that he became a Baal Tshuva. That also has to be understood. What does that mean? But you see, the fact is that we never, ever, ever give up on a person. Chas v'shalom. How can Hashem take away the Chiras? The Ramban clearly was not, shall we say, overly excited about this answer, so he provides a second answer. The second answer to the Ramban is Vatam Hasheni, not that the possibility of truth was taken away from him. No. So why did Hashem harden his heart? Says the Ramban, half the makos were his fault. What does it say? By yechzak le paro, by yachbe paro es libo, which means that he was not of his own volition. He nilarotzo the shalchan. Why did he not want to send them? Lichvod Hashem. He's not going to go ahead and send Klal Yisrael just because Hashem is barach tells him send Klal Yisrael out. I'm not going to carry out the Ratzon Hashem. We have people like that. Lahachisnik types. Ramban continues. Avol kasha gavu ha-makos olo. What happened after a while? The makos became so overwhelming V'nila lizbalosam. He cannot handle it. He simply cannot weather them. They were beyond his ken. A person is suffering. Ad kan. I can only suffer so much. Rach libo, what happened? All of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but over a period of time, obviously his heart suffering. Okay. A guy gets beaten, and after a while, you're beaten to the point where you say, I give up. I throw on the white flag. However, what was his intention? Why did he give up? Why was he masking? Why did he acquiesce? Not because he wanted to carry out the Ratzon Hashem. He simply couldn't take it anymore. Now, that's not why he, shall we say, gave in to carry out the Ratzon Hashem, because he knew this is what Hashem has brought wanted, that let my people go and redeem them, etc., let them be freed, etc. No, he did it because he couldn't take it anymore. Says the Ramban, God, is that the case? Oh, no. We're not going to accept that. What's the definition? So Hashem hardened his heart. Because Hashem wanted the tshuva he should do should not be because of the Kovod HaMakos. Because of the, shall we say, enormity of the makos that are being delivered. But rather, it should be done al manas lasos v'tzom bar to carry out the Ratzon Hashem. Leman tzapeh shemo. Leman quotes the pasuk, in yikasu yikasu. And it says, v'yiskadilti v'yiskadishli. Means Hashem wants Hashem to be niskadesh, his name Hashem should be sanctified, because that's the name of God in Rabbim. And the Ramban continues, let's read a little bit further. Now the Ramban, in effect, says that had Pharaoh decided to let Klal Yisrael go because of the Ratzon Hashem, that would be the greatest Kiddush Hashem imaginable. That would be the greatest piercing of Hashem is Barach, that here Pharaoh listens to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, and because of the Tzivi Hashem, he decides to release Klal Yisrael from their subjugation. But since, the only reason why he gave Rishus at the Rabban was because of the Kovod HaMakos, because of the enormity of the Makos that he was suffering, so clearly, that itself would not in any way be a keem of the Ratzon Hashem. And that which Hashem Yisbarach wanted, namely, that the Kovod of Hashem Yisbarach should be spread and disseminated, that Kiyam would not take place. And that we see in the Pesukim. That's what the Ramban, let me just read just a few more lines in the Ramban. He's Medayik in the Pesukim. He said, Vasher Amar Kodem HaMakos, before the Makos, Hashem said in Perek Dalit, V'aniach HaZeg Eslibo, Lo Yishal HaZahav, Hashem already predicted. I'm going to wild heart in his heart, he won't send the people out. Yodiel HaMoshe HaZeg Eslibo, Lo Yishal HaZahav, Hashem already predicted. He told Moshe, what's going to be in the last Makos? Can you shenem of Adiyah Dati? I know. Ki lo yitin es chemelach mitzrayim lalach. And the Rabban interprets, with that time, that's what it says. Vani akshe es lay paro, I'll harden his heart. Vi erbezi es otos like lomah. She akshe libo, why will I harden his heart? Leman revos mosa, vi eres mitzrayim. Means, what do I want? What is my interest? My interest is, leman revos mosa. I want paro to go ahead and acquiesce because the recognition and the realization and the acknowledgement that this is the Ratzon Hashem. And that's not what Paro is doing. And that's the finish Shikim. Chamesh Makos Achonos Kam Mitzviyat Hayam Nem V'Chazik Hashem. And the Ramban has a famous line here again. A line that is found throughout Tanakh, in the Malbim especially, speaks a lot about this. He lay Melech V'Yad Hashem. A king has no Bechira. Al Kol Asher Yachpo Tziyatenu. He is simply a puppet. The Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei Chavalos, Chafal Pasigalev, Lay Melech B'Yad Hashem. I have a whole thesis on this. What? The Fiat is 90, yes. No question about it. I want to tell you, may I make a comment? If I may, you can appreciate it. I'm amazed at Hashkoch of Hashem Yisbach. 8 years ago, there was a president who should have been president, apparently, according to what I understood in the United States, I'm referring to. And suddenly, George W. Bush snatched the election from him because of what happened in Florida. And there's no question that here in Israel, he was the most unbelievable president that ever was ever. It's mind-boggling. A president who's essentially a fundamentalist called Shuma. I wouldn't call him the biggest chacham in the ganze Welt, but the Shon HaBata, but I'll tell you something. He had certain values that are unbelievable. Sometimes you don't have to go to the greatest intellect. Puk Chazim Ahmed Bab, the Gemara says, go see what the average person in the street is saying. The average person in Eretz Yisrael before this war was saying, what in heaven's name are we doing? for 8 years were subjected to Qassam rockets and to Grad missiles, and people in Sderot are suffering Shein Kamo, and as long as they're not living in Sderot, who cares? I'm living in Tel Aviv. Why do I have to worry about it? As long as I'm not touched, so then it's their problem. Lower volume. You ask the average Israeli, the average Jew living in Eretz Yisrael, they know exactly how they should react. And finally, the government reacted. Finally. After 8 years of people suffering. Puchas in Amadbar. George Bush had a lot of that. He had a lot of puchas in Amadbar. A lot of basic, what I call, horse seichel, a basic common sense. And he was the greatest president for Eretz Yisrael, but for the state of Israel that we ever encountered. That we ever saw, I think. The fee and years died. And I don't know what's going to be now. It's quite frightening to me to see what's going to be now.
Well, this should also indicate that people have to be indicated to be pulled by Hashem just like the president. In other words,
yes, clearly.
Hashem, with his decision itself, but what people decide which president's going to be, for instance, the one we have now, that also you think is encompassed in by Melchizedek Hashem, that the who the Melchizedek is going to be? And as people.
I think so. I think it's all included. I think there's a divine plan that has many, many elements to it. We only see it often after. We don't necessarily see it b'shas ma'aseh or before the ma'aseh. But now that I look back after, I'm absolutely thunderstruck for what Hashem Yisbarach has wrought for us.
What the Ramban is saying here, though, is based on just his reading of the circuit. There's not a medrash or a chazal.
Correct. No, the pasuk, the last statement of the Ramban, Lei melech yah Hashem, akol asher yachvot yatenu. That's why his sudden hashkafa that Ramban is saying here, I once spoke about it, and the Malbim talks about it a number of times in his Perush and Tanakh.
This is all for cover of the sham.
That's a sukkah. Everything's a sukkah. Matter of fact, I will the second time of the Ramban is found in the Medrash actually, but it's really before the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, Lo yishma aleichem paro, why will paro not listen to you? He's Hashem is machmir is libo. While Paro not listen, the man reveals most of the Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ramban quote. Here, at the top of the page, the second column on page 3, Hashem is hardening his heart. The man reveals most of the Eretz Yisrael. And it's interesting. The Ramban, even though the Ramban quotes two tamim, and apparently both tamim I found in the Medrash, but the Ramban stresses one of the two tamim, the second. Ramban very much stresses the second tamim. Because that time is really very, I think, embedded more so in the psukim, and I would even suggest what a Rebbe of mine once suggested, that not only is it embedded in the psukim, but there may also be a reason why that specific time, now you're going to get off the topic a little bit, but why not, just to, in order to address this a little bit, there may be a reason why that's so, why the Ramban seems to stress it. The pasuk says, Leman revokes most of the Eretz Mitzrayim, this specific time seems to be specifically related to the Tzivui Hashem to Moshe as far as the Shlichus of Moshe to Paro. And that's why I asked Yossi to Xerox a few more Ramban. Take a look in Perek Zayin. Look in the Pesukim. We have a Chumash in front of you. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Beis Gimel Dalet Hei. In Pasha Shlaira. Yes.
So there you say by the end of the day, if this is the real reason, by the end of the day Paro isn't given in the end, even by
Hashem Atzadi Vani Vami Harshoy. It was little by little. Paro broke down.
I understand.
In fact, one of the beautiful things about the map is that you see the cracks beginning to appear. You know, like you have sometimes in a house over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Cracks begin to appear until ultimately you have a fissure. FISSURE.
Yes.
Means over a period of time, that's exactly what happened. The power of democracy, you see little by little.
So, but you're saying, but by the, are you saying that by Marcus before that he gave in altogether? I wouldn't say
no.
That
we see now because a few moments later,
yeah, no.
Paul tells us the Mishalach that all of a sudden he changed his mind.
So why was the show for Marcus?
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why did it end by Marcus before? Shouldn't it kept on going until he finally really did?
It actually did. I mean, again, we look at the psukim in the beginning of Mishalach. The psukim in the beginning of Mishalach. Take a look. Hashem continues on his merry way. Look here. Perek Yud Dalet. Jason, the Perek Yud Dalet. Okay, this needs also exploration. Perek Yud Dalet, the beginning of Mishalach. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimah Pasuk Dalet. Dabrel Bnei Yisrael Yoshu V'Yachon Lefnei Pi Achiros. Pasuk Gimel, Vyamah Paro Bnei Yisrael Nevuchim Heim Baros Agarim Amidva V'Chizakti Etzlein Paro V'Radav Acharehem. Noch amol. This is after Makas Becheres, Pilei Ploy. Starting all over again. Be'ikavda b'far v'chol chelo. V'yadu mitzvayim ki'ani Hashem. Again, the idea is that there should be that idea, mitzvayim should come to the recognition. Are you got enough of time to give up? By Hafech Levav Paro Baro Dev Elohim. All of a sudden, what happens? His heart is turned upside down. By Yom Matzah Tafiru Kishalach Nisizom Yabdeinu. What are we doing this for? What are we, crazy? Here we had slaves working for us, an entire empire. We had a mercantile operation, second to none. What are we doing? By Yeser Sichu Vesav Elokachim. Look at that. His own horse, he has his own horse and chariot. He goes ahead and decides to harness it. And so we see that apparently it continued. And it only really ended at what point? Obviously, with Kriyas Yamsuf.
But did
he really even end there? Chazal, so you don't have any indication
that they
really in themselves, right? Although, again, we have the Shira of Tal Yisrael that we certainly have. But the question is, what about Paro? By the way, this question is a very good question that you're all willing to. What was the function of the Makkos? Was it directed only to Klal Yisrael? Where the Ramban, we described this Ramban. Ramban said there were three tripartite set of Makkos designed to underscore the existence of Hashem, the Echolot of Hashem, the Hashkoch of Hashem. That's what Ramban knows as the Makkos. But was it only for Klal Yisrael or also for Paro? Clearly, it was also for Paro. How do I know? There's only one part that really indicates that being above, this is Pasha. He should be impacted. He should be affected. Then it says, "Uleman tesaber b'otei bincha v'bincha." Eis asher esalav b'mitzrayim. The Kabbalists should continue this tradition of telling it over to our children and grandchildren. That's also says esaber b'bon b'datem ki ani Hashem. But the only part that really that I know, aside from the pesukim that I mentioned, that Rabbani refers to. Vani Aksha Slay Paro Bihir Basi, yes Osai, yes Mosai, Bi Eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem wanted Paro to come to the Sakara. That was part of the deal. Wasn't only Tal Yisrael. Paro also has to be involved in this. Now, did it happen? So we don't have an indication of the Sukkim.
That was the Ramban's point.
No,
Hashem.
Obviously, that was the point. The point was, and clearly it did happen, but it may not have happened at the point that the Makkos Becheres, it did happen. What happened to Makkos Becheres? Paro is absolutely beside himself. The Pasuk says, Vayisa the Moshe Aaron Laila, he gets up in the middle of the night in his pajamas. Vayomer, Kuvu Tzu B'toch Ami, Gam Atem, Gam Bnei Yisrael, Ulehu Yidu Es Hashem Kidaberchem, whatever you want, I'm giving you all. You be Ovel Hashem, Gam Tzomchem, Gam Bekarchem Kichu, Kasher Dibartem Aleichu, get out of here. Uberachim Al Yavel, to give me a bracha too along the way.
So it's saying that it happened,
but
then it did reverse.
That's right. Correct. 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 And the pasuk is, "Vayechazak Mitzrayim al Om Lemayel Shalchan Alav Kiyam Kulav Amazim." So, but then there was a reverse. Unbelievable. The reverse is beginning of the Shalom. Correct. But clearly, it was designed to both impact us and Paro as well. Okay. What I wanted to add was this little additional point, which is not so readily noticeable unless you know the Rambam's all over the place. So the Rabban in Perek Zayin, I had, I think you did that here as well. But look in Perek Zayin, first the Pesukim. To read the Pesukim, the Rabban has, I want to tell you something. You see the Rabban here in all of his glory and splendor, how he teaches Pesukim and Chumash. He is a brisker Rabban, if I ever saw him. Look in Perek Zayin, Pesuk Aleph, Beis Gimel Dalet Hey. You have the Pesukim? Vayomer Hashem and Moshe. You have it? No, look at the Pesukim. Perek Zayin first, before you get to the Rabban. Perek Zayin in the text. Perek Zayin says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe, Rei Nisaticha Elokim leFaro." Am I reading the Sukkim correctly? Rei Nisaticha Elokim leFaro, Va'aron Achicha Yenu V'Yecha. Very difficult passage to translate. Tells Moshe, "Look, I have made you into a what?"
Oh God, not a God. Yeah.
How do you translate this word? A master.
A judge.
Good. Obviously, you can't refer to God.
No,
Va'aron Achicha Yenu V'Yecha. What does that mean? Aaron will be your
Interpreter?
Speaker?
Your spokesman? Excellent. That's, by the way, you see the word Navi, the way all the Rishonim say it. Rashi calls it in Va'era. The word Navi comes from fruit of the lips. Nivs Vasayim. All the Rishonim say it. Pecha. I don't mean to be, that's a pun. But Pecha means all one mouth. All of them say the same, that Navi refers to a spokesman, correct? And here you see in this pasuk, Aaron Achichi Yen Neviyecha, who is the spokesman? Torah continues, Ata Tedaber, it's called Asher Atabeka, you will say that which I command, V'Aaron Achichi, Dabri Al Paro, and Aaron will speak to Paro. What's going on here? How do you translate that pasuk? What is it, pasuk base? I don't remember anymore. Ata, what does it say? Ata Tedaber, it's called Asher Atabeka, V'Aaron Achichi, Dabri Al Paro, V'Shirach, V'Nai Yisrael, V'Mitzoyim. Who's speaking? Is Moshe speaking or is Aaron speaking? What does it say?
Moshe is supposed to tell Aaron.
Oh, okay, you know the answer already. You know the Ramban. But the Ramban, but the simple Pshat, the Pasuk, we don't. After the Dabra, you'll speak that which Asabeka, that which I command you, and Aaron will speak to Paro. So when Corey said that Moshe will tell Aaron, let's read in a moment. Vani Akshas Le Paro, Hashem did the Pasuk, the Ramban quoted. I will harden his heart, be your basis, a soul side, Moshe, where it's Mitzrayim. And what will happen? Will Yishma Alechim Paro. When Asad is yet in Mitzrayim, and Hashem will have to wield the strength, or take the, what does it say, a tibo sai, esami mer, esami mer, esami mer, shratim gedolim. Shratim gedolim means, in a very harsh way, biyadu Mitzrayim, gani Hashem, is what the Ben said before, Rabbi Yemen said. And Mitzrayim will know, they are going to also come to the Akara, ki ani Hashem mitolke et yadu Mitzrayim, well, take it, very soon, Mitzrayim. So could be the Akara, how is that manifest? By the fact that Paro redeems Paro's. That's how my Paro's manifest. Okay, it may not have been acknowledged verbally, openly, enthusiastically, passionately, but the fact is that he, get out of here, middle of the night, his pajamas.
But it's not really I don't want him to hurt me anymore.
Excellent.
Don't
want to
get hurt
anymore. Oh, that's exactly what the Ramban is all about. That's what the Ramban wants to get at. It's not sufficient. That is not what I want. That's I don't want you to come in your pajamas in the middle of the night because you have a cemetery over here. Ain't buying some sharing short base. I don't want that. I want much more than that. But I want to show you that there's a specific kesher that the words of Moshe Rabbeinu had to Paro that was said by Aaron. That's according to the second time that the Ramban quotes it. The man reveals Mosai. Now, in order to understand that, what's the shock of Italians in Hashem and Moshe? And if you remember, Moshe initially remonstrates with Hashem. What does he tell Hashem? Remember, Hey Nani Aral Tzvasayim, Et Yishma Lai Paro Ame, fellow who's, I stammer, I can't speak properly, remember that? And Hashem tells him, don't worry, this pasuk. Rei Nesaticha Lehim Lefaro, Ve'ar Nochicha Yed Nebiyecha. So there's Ramban here, which is to me, mind-boggling. In Perek Vav. Where's this Ramban? Perek Vav, pasuk you give him. I don't know if you did this, did you?
Yeah, I think it's
first page. Page number one. Perek Vav, pasuk you give him. Tanya, when you learn the Ramban, it's pashut. You don't know what to do. You can dance for joy at every Ramban. Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. Where should we read from? Ramban explains this whole shock of Italian to Moshe and Hashem is Baruch. Where should we start from? This is what Corey pointed out. This young man here learns the Ramban a la Torah every week. He tries to, he's working very hard. He's running into. You have to spend all your days learning the Ramban, literally. That's what it requires. Read the paragraph C in the second column where it says, Ein King Daiti. I'm not going to discuss what it said before. I'm just going to read the Ramban Shida. Abu Kashit, Kashetiva Hashem is Moshe, Dabra Bnei Yisrael. When Hashem teaches Moshe, or commands Moshe to speak to Kal Yisrael, Lachain Emel Bnei Yisrael, also King. Moshe does so, but Hashem does not listen to him. Remember last week's Pasha? They're frustrated. They're under slavery, enslavement, and they're not interested in listening to what Moshe has to say. The Chaz of Tzibo, so Shiyabu Paro bin Tzabas of Meshalchem, and then he commanded him to go to Paro, and command Paro to let them go. But Oz, no, hey, B'nai Yisrael, Hashem, and Moshe said, but Kali Yisrael won't listen to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he do? Tzibo Shneem? Here, according to the other Ramban, Taitz of Sukkim. Hashem then told both of them, the Dabra of your power, both of you will speak to the people of the power. The Chasha Moshe, what did Moshe think? Yishneim Yisnabu B'chalot, so both of them are going to prophesy before all. Yishneim Yavol, B'nei Yisrael, your power. Both of them together are going to collectively, the shoot first, in a joint partnership, they're going to what? They're going to speak to B'nei Yisrael, the power. V'dai, Shei Dabra Echot, so Moshe said, you don't need two spokesmen. One is enough.
כי חייב דרך כל שניים שלוחים, ודאב יהיה תו שלוחים, הולכת ידעה ושני יפרש. I mean, one speaks and one is quiet, no? But it's fine for that. וחד השם יאמר לו, השם סל, אני השם, הנגלה לכל עבד כל אדם בשמי הגודו. Whom is authorized to speak using the shame of Yudke Bavke? You, Moshe Rabbeinu, not Aaron. דבר אל פר המלך מצרים מסתר השם ידבר אליך, כי לכל יהיה דיברוס כולם, לא מי אהרון עמך. You're the one who's going to be the, shall we say, the individual that will utilize the shame Hashem. ועוד כל עשי זה שליח הפר, who is the שליח הפר? You. ועוד זאת, משה פעם אחרת, משה זה, hey, אני אראה ספסיים, I can't speak. השם אמר אליו, אין יוסעתיך אלוהים לפרו, כי אתה תבוא לפרו עם אהרון, you will go with אהרון, ושום תצא ואת אהרון, you will, says the Rabban, command Aaron, correct? Rabban continues, Ula Yishma Vara Dvarecha. Paro will not listen to what you have to say. But Aaron, Mishlichus Ula Yashmin Dvarecha. So Aaron, that's what Corey said. You will, in effect, assign Aaron, or you will direct Aaron to go ahead and thereby articulate your word, Kasher Elohim, in Tzavah Lanovi. Vanovi Mashmir Dvarecha, just like Hashem tells the Novi, and then the Novi goes ahead and says it. So here, what's happening over here? Hashem tells the Novi, namely Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Moshe instructs Aaron, and he's going to carry it out. V'nei zumal gedola l'Moshe, zocha bo ba'an v'sanuso sh'yavosh l'abe bo'ol ha'sosa v'cheinoma, gam l'ish Moshe gobel ol b'eretz Mitzrayim, v'ene ad nipar v'ene ha'om, mida k'negad mida, v'chul v'chul v'chul. But the Rabban saying over here is something very significant, that Moshe Rabbeinu thought initially that Hashem will speak to him and to Aaron, and together they'll come to Paro, and Aaron in fact will speak to Paro. Hashem and Barak said, no, your nevuah is of a markedly different nature than that of Aaron HaKohen. Namely, what is your nevuah based on? It's based on Yudkei Vavkei. And only you are zochet to that level of nevuah. It's a very important Ramban here. But this fits with the Ramban later on, a number of other Rambans that we are familiar with. Aaron will hear the nevuah from you, and he will then go ahead and articulate it or transmit it to Paro. Because what do you see? That this nevuah, by the way, the Ramban said this many, many times. I don't know if you Xerox the, I didn't tell you Xerox. There's another Ramban in Parsha Shmos, just 1 second.
At Perek Dalet.
1 second, there's a Ramban, we'll get that in a second, but there's another Ramban in Perek Gimel of Shmos. I now carry a Chumash with me. They're always asking questions on Chumash over here in Yemen. And I'm really, they stop me every day. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, the Torah says over here, beginning of Shmos, this is of course the story of the snare. ויאמר משה אל אלוקים, הנה אנוכי בא בני ישראל, ואמרתי להם, אלוקי אבותיכם, שכן אליכם. ויאמרו לי, מה שמו? They'll say, what's his name? What am I going to say? What's his name? And Hashem says, what's my name? Eke Asher Eke. Which is Hashem Hashem. Ram Bron Buchit. Hashem is existence par excellence. Okay, I'm not going to get into that right now. Eke Asher Eke. Rashi has different pshat. But that's the Ram Bron Buchit. One of the Shemas of Hashem. But the Ramban here in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, says already Moshe Rabbeinu was already Av b'chochma, he was Godol b'malach ha-nevuah, and he asked Hashem as Baruch, okay, well they're going to ask me, who sent you? What does it mean, who sent you? With what midah Hashem is Baruch what you sent? And the answer is, was it the midah of Kil Shakai? No. That midah is a midah that was given to whom? To the Avos. That's the beginning of Rabban, beginning of Ayra. Va'irah Avraham al Yisrael ve'Yaakov tekel shakoi. What Shem was not given to them? Ushmi Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei was not given to them, and that's in fact how the Ramban interprets the Pesukim here in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel. Means what? He asked Hashem, what midah am I coming to Klal Yisrael with? The midah of Kel Shakai that was told to the others, or the midah of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the midah Tzarachamim, midah Tzarachamim that involves what? Osei to Moisim, supernatural, miraculous phenomena that are going to be carried out. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Why does Mitzrachim need also some Moisim?
That's what Yud Kei Vav Kei means.
That's Mitzrachim.
It is Mitzrachim, but it's Mitzrachim that is carried out through Osei to Moisim, Michudashim, Mitzirah. Through all kinds of, shall we say, supernatural, miraculous, metaphysical kind of miracles and events. And those, the problem is, what exactly, because Moshe Rabbeinu, in effect, is going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim now. We know that Klal Yisrael will take out of Mitzrayim with the shame of Rachamim, with the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, with Nisim and the flaws, which of course, as you know very well, is the very antithesis of what Hashem Yisbarach wants. How does Hashem Yisbarach want the world to run?
I've said this many, many times. He wants the world to run how? Through Nisan Nisdar. Beteva. Through nature. Hashem does not want to undo, negate Teva. Teva is Hashem Elohim. The laws of nature, photosynthesis, and what have you. The laws of botany and chemistry and geology and what have you, and physics. Hashem does not want to undo that. And when Hashem has to undo that, that's a major drastic shinui, which Hashem's Baruch is not happy about. But in Mitzrayim, that's what happened. And that's what the Ramban here in Perek Dalet, do you do that Ramban? Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph.
Yeah.
So Moshe Rabbeinu here, you see it very clearly. Where's that? What page?
54.
Thank you very much. Page 4. Here, look at this pasuk. They won't listen to me. Says the Ramban over there. Vayam Moshe at the beginning. Vayam Moshe vayam v'hein lo yaminu lo yishu l'koli. Also shod ibe Moshe shlok ogen. Moshe spoke properly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar lo v'shem l'kol lecha. What does Hashem say? They will listen to you. And what does he say? V'hein lo yaminu lo. This is crazy. Hashem says they will listen to you. Moshe Rabbeinu says no, they won't listen to me. V'yad Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shitos. So what did Hashem do? Hashem responded. V'nof lo otos lefi dvaro. Gave him all kinds of oases. Signs and miracles. The show of the Elish Mos Rabbah. Rabbi Avraham Amar Derech HaPshat Ki Hashem Amar Sheyaminu Ba'az Kenu Rak Lohitzke Sheyaminu Ha'am. Okay. Cute dear to the Ebenezer. Hashem told him that Kenu will believe, not the people. Oh Sheyishmu L'kol Lo Bula Yavid B'lei Sholei. Hey, no, 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 Ramban doesn't like it. Ali Zorin Shalom. What does it mean? Ki B'shamu L'kol Echo, the Ramban says, I'm going to get to the bottom. Look at the bottom of the page. That's what I want to get to. The last 7 lines. This is Vanochem Einai. Bottom of the page on page 4, lower left hand column. You see with the last 7 lines. O Sheyomru, can you underline that? O Sheyomru, Lo Nira Eilecha Hashem Hagodol B'miras Rachamim. What is Ramban saying? Ramban is saying, Baal Yisrael, I'm not going to listen to him. But Moshe Rabbeinu said that. What does that mean? That they will say that Hashem has not appeared to us in B'miras Rachamim. Last son of Osas and Moses and Kasher Amarta. You've told us that how, you told us when we asked you with what midah of Hashem is Brach are you coming? And what did you answer? Not like the others. Their midah was what? Kel Shakai, which is the midah of Teva. But you said no. How are you coming? You came up, okay. You're coming with the big guns. You're coming with Osas and Moses. And that's exactly the problem. That's what Amman says. Ki ain't chagodah be others, we see. You and the others are equal. That's why Paro did not listen. Sheilu Paro Yamam B'Zorecho, that Paro believed in what you said, Ayinu Yotzim, I'll call upon him, he'll be out of here. Ve'en Abba Nosein, Mavdil, Menein, Ve'en Rachamim. Because Klal Yisrael knew that they were not roi to be nigal because of their Avonos. But Moshe Rabbeinu told them, I'm going to take you out, how? Not through the normal channel, but I'm going to take you out through the Midas Rachamim, through the Shem Hashem, Yud Gei Vokei, L'malam B'Derech HaTeva. We know the Chazal said, Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. They were Shakua, they went to Shari Tumah. There was no way to get them out of there. Unless, what? Unless Ribbono Shel Olam resorted to, what do you call it? Extra heroic measures. Namely, Shem Yud Gei Vokei. That's what Ramban learned this entire discussion. And the whole issue, basically, and the Ramban says also in Dalit Gimel, I don't know if you did that, Ramban points out that that's exactly what Mitzrayim is all about. And all the way Hashem is Baruch Tez Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was utilizing what Shem, not Shakai, but the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Agono. Anochi Habayi Elokecha Asher Yotzeisich Meretz Mitzrayim. The first Hashem is Hadibris. What does it mean? Anochi Habayi Elokecha? Anochi Yud Kei Vav Kei means I am what? I am taking you out using what? All the Nisim, the Esen Makos, and the other Nisim Hashem is Baruch performed in Mitzrayim, and Moshe basically was Mashana the Teva. Was mechadish dvorim mechudoshim biyitira, and so now we see that the nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu already at this point in time is radically different than Shah Nevi'im. That's one of the Yisrodi Hadas of the Rambam, one of the ekronos of the Rambam. As you know, there are two ekronos of Gavi Nevuah. One is Hashem Menavis Bnei Adam, Hashem provides the nevuah, Hashem communicates with people. But secondly, that the nature of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is markedly different. That's the pasuk of Baal Eksel. Pel pe adavibo umar v'lo v'chidos. Usmas Hashem Yavid, Umadua, Lo Yireisem, the Daber, the Abdi, the Moshe. Correct?
nature of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is markedly different than Shem Nevi'im. So the nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu were nisim mechudashim be'etzim ha'yitzira. They were shinui midarach ha'teva. That's what the Ramban says. By the way, I don't know if you, of course you're aware of this. The Ramban is a klal that is perish alatar. You encountered it already. I'll go back to Pashas Noach. In Pashas Noach, the Ramban writes that even after the table was built, but still the table itself, could the table possibly encompass all these behemoths and chayas in the course of 1 year? That could live there was an impossibility. So why did the Torah instruct, why did Hashem instruct Noach to build the table? The answer is, Hashem always tries to do things within Teva. And this is a cloud that Ramban writes very clearly. He says it many, many times. As a matter of fact, the Ramban writes any number of times, Hashem does not want to be Mishana Tivo Shalom. Does not want to change nature. Does not want to do that. Unless he has no choice, unless he's Hashem is in the corner, so to speak, Kaviyochel, and simply has no Brera, then he's compelled to go with Yitke Bavke. However, there's one exception to this rule. And what is the exception to the rule? One person. And that person's name is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ramban can say that throughout his Perush HaLav Torah. There's Ramban of Zeh Sabracha, where he lays this out very, very clearly. Ramban, you probably know this Ramban, Zeh Sabracha, I assume. Ramban there says, not only did this happen in Kriyas Yam, says, oh, I have the Ramban, but here I have the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Zeh Sabracha. Perek Lamedalud, Pasuk Yud Aleph. L'chol ha'oiseis v'ha'beisim. Next and left, Pasuk Chumash. L'chol ha'oiseis v'ha'meisim asher shlocho Hashem l'asot b'yeret Mitzrayim. L'faro l'chol avodo v'chol arzo. You get the Pasuk? For all the oisos and mosim that Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to do in Eretz Mitzrayim, what's the pshat? What did the Pasuk before that say? V'lo kom nabi yod b'yisrael ke Moshe. There was no other Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ramban, Ma Kesha, between that pasuk and the following pasuk, L'chol ha'osos v'amosim asher shlocho Hashem, l'asos v'eretz Mitzrayim. The answer is that what did Moshe Rabbeinu do in Mitzrayim? Oisos v'mosim b'yod chazaka u'meira dodo to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know what the Ramban says? That's how he connected to Pesukim. The nature of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is markedly different, and how does Moshe Rabbeinu operate? He operates with what? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Isis and Mason and miracle after miracle after miracle. The whole Midbar experience is an experience of pureness, nothing else. Beyond a chazoto mera gadol, only call yourself. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And basically, he is different than all the other Nevi'im, or he's different than every other era, every other situation. Hashem tries to do everything without chatela. And the truth is, Ramban again says in Lachachal. Oh, yes, of course. In Lachachal as well, Ramban writes the same yisod. You probably encountered this. This is all for Corey, not all for you, but you maybe have a great appreciation than all of us here because you are learning Ramban. In Perek Yitzayim, Pasuk Gal, the Ramban comments on the shame of Kel Shakai. So the Ramban says that they, none of them, that which Hashem did with the Avos doesn't compare to what he did with whom? With Moshe Rabbeinu. Here it is. El Shemem Shinu Yim 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 Like the Nishim of Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Etzer Hamakos, or Kriyas Hayam, Vahaman, Vahaer, Vuzulotzim, Shem Meisim, Mishana Mateva, and Pirsum, the Aim Sheyatsu, B'Shem HaMiyuchad. How are they done? B'Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. No, Dafka, because the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was B'Shem HaGadol, B'Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's why his Nishim of a remarkably different nature. So now back to here, the Pesukim, that's how the Ramban interprets the Pesukim in Sefer Shmos. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, he said that Moshe should listen to the Nevuah, and Aaron will only be Nevi Echa. Why will Aaron be Nevi Echa? Because who is the one really who's utilizing the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem HaGadol Moshe Rabbeinu? And Aaron is simply carrying out, as you said, delivering, as it were, the goods. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that Hashem really instructs with the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's what Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu at the end. He's going to be Mechazik Leipar, Leman Revos Mosad the Eretz Mitzrayim. So there are two times why Hashem hardened the heart of power, according to Ramban. One time is because he went beyond his mandate, so to speak. But the second time is because that seems to be fitting more with the Ramban that we mentioned here, namely that Leman revokes Mosai the Eretz Mitzrayim. Because this relates to the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu in an unusual way. I want to end with the Ramban and Bo. Take a look at the Ramban and Bo. There's a famous Ramban here. You did Zirach that, I think. And page number... Page number 5. Ramban and Bo in Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph.
Ki ani echbarati es libo. So here the Ramban says the following. First Ramban, Hodi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Shu echbar es libo. Ata, chavei shepocha zemenu bebor, Yisbal al alonam, that Hashem hardened their hearts after they were afraid of Barad, and they said, V'idu v'omalo atam ki asisi kach, why did I do this? The man she'oshes v'kirmam eilah ha'otzos, Hashem nichat v'lasach lehem, she'edu mitzvayim eskurasi, lo sha'a nishol sov Yosef ne'ak kovid azeh. V'yol k'nishin, tzav v'ata v'chol Yisrael l'dor ha'sabo, in kwach matzai, v'teidu ki ani Hashem v'chol asher ek motzef ev ha'shamayim v'arot. Rabban said something very critical over here. Now, till now we saw that in the first four, five makos, Hashem hardened the heart of Paro, and the second set of five makos, Paro hardened his own heart. That's what Rashi quotes, what the Rabban said earlier. However, what do we see in this Rabban? Rabban says, Ki ani echbarati es libo, Hodi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe shehu hichbir es libo. Hashem hardened their heart after they were afraid of Barod, v'svadu al avona. Mashma, Hashem hardened his heart only after which makos? Barod. What number is Barod? Dav Tzvadeh, Ki ni Barod, Dav Eshrin. Barod is number? Number 7. And we always assume we have to make a shrit. So the Chur of the Ramban is a pedal. It's actually a steer in the Ramban. Many have discussion. The point of what we just said, namely, besides the fact that Hashem hardened the heart of Paro, Hashem wanted that the heart of Paro should be hardened in order to be mefarsing the Shem of Aser, Shem of Barach. And so b'etzem Hashem hardened the heart of Paro already for make a shrit. That's when the second set of five markers began. But this whole Indian of Ki Ani Echbarati Es Libo, the beginning of Parshas Bo, which was in order to be Megalim, the Tachlis, of why Hashem Yisbarach took us out of Mitzrayim, namely this Pirsum, the Doros, that was only really told after Makas Bar. This specific Indian only comes up as Makas Bar. That answers the Kasha, the Stira, and the Ramban. Okay, these are more discussion, and I actually wanted to say a little stronger, but I didn't. I see now I can't do it, so I'm not going to. Yeah, which is?
About the camera.